Current. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. John Reagan's with me, and we're continuing our discussion about the financial state of the union. And I mentioned that I don't have any debts. The reason I don't have any debts is because people who don't owe others anything are people who live below their means. And that's what I do. When we built our farm, my son and I worked 18 months on the farmhouse nonstop to build it. Okay. My newest car is a 1999. It's got a couple hundred thousand miles on it. My daily driver is a 1994, a few hundred thousand miles on it. So we live below our means. We do everything we possibly can do ourselves. We don't hire anything out. When I built the broadcast studio, I built it myself out of parts and components that I bought on eBay. Literally. And I bought used equipment that needed repairs, and I repaired it. And so I don't waste any money. And when I go out to eat, it's rare. And when I do buy a meal out, I don't buy the most expensive thing. I don't drink wine out. I'm very frugal. And that's a lifestyle. It really is. I don't throw things out until they're absolutely, positively worn out. Really. And That's just how I live. And John Reagan and I are talking about the financial state of the union. And John, why don't we pick up from, well, we can't keep from going further into debt, can we?
No, but let me just back up a second. You were talking about, you know, being in debt. Most people are under the assumption that slavery is unconstitutional in the United States. Well, I need to send you back to your Constitution to read the amendment. What it says is that involuntary servitude is unconstitutional, with the exception of prisoners. Mm-hmm. Voluntary servitude, however, is still completely constitutional, and all you have to do is sign on the dotted line.
And become indebted.
Exactly.
Hey, John, there was something at the top of the hour news I wanted to mention. There was a survey and said the final statement was 11% of Americans don't trust the government. And my question is, what's wrong with the other 89%? What are they thinking?
They're not listening to us.
Well, no. And you know, a person said to me, well, you're anti-government. Well, actually, I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-bad government. I'm anti-lying, cheating, and stealing government. I'm anti-government that wants to steal my hard work, my wealth, whatever that might be, whether it's 1 cent or whether it's a dollar. It doesn't matter. It's mine, and I want their hands out of my pockets. They didn't earn it. You know, politicians are people who steal wealth from some people and give it to whomever they please after they've siphoned off a portion for themselves. John, I believe that politicians are weak. Weak of character. Weak of honor. Weak of integrity. I believe they're so weak that they work for their own pleasures, neglecting those of their own family, their children, and their spouses. I really believe that. I believe that they're so greedy for power and lust for power, they'll do anything for their own pleasures. including sell out the entire planet. Just my thought. Why don't we continue on into...
I spent 2.5 years at the Pentagon, you know, sitting across the Potomac from the Capitol, and I was watching what was going on. And by the time I was done there, I would tell you I found that there was only one thing that disgusted me more than Republicans, and that was Democrats.
I believe they're both two sides of the same coin. And I've seen them in action. It's disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. All right, well, let's continue on with our discussion. Okay, so we're borrowing, printing, promising, and we can't stop, can we? We cannot stop this cycle.
Well, obviously, if you want to get out of a hole, first thing you got to do is stop digging the hole deeper. And let's examine, you know, can we even do that? And let's start with a quick discussion on how government gets its funding. The way government should get its funding is through taxes. You can argue whether or not those are high or low, but that is a legitimate form of raising revenue for government. Now, in times of emergency, that's when it's okay to borrow, like World War II. You know, the fate of the country is up in the balance, and if you don't borrow the money, you know, all of a sudden you'll find yourself speaking German. The last line is printing money. When you start printing, that is a sign that you've exhausted every other means available. Because if the answer were printing money, then why would you ever borrow and have to pay all that interest? If the answer were printing money, why would you charge taxes in the first place? You can just print money. If the answer were printing money, then why do we have poverty? You could just make sure everybody in the country has at least $100,000 a year. Printing money is not the answer. So if we look at taxing being the only legitimate way of government raising money, then we have to look at that GDP number a little differently, because that GDP number includes government spending. Of the $15.6 trillion GDP, 6.6 of that is federal, state, and local spending, which means that the private economy is $9 trillion, and we already discussed how that's probably quite a stretch. But let's just assume that the numbers are correct. Now, of that $9 trillion economy, we're going to spend 6.6 for government. If you look at total U.S. debt, which is federal, state, local, corporations, private, all debt in total is almost $60 trillion. And the interest, even at our low interest rates today, is coming in about $3 trillion a year. Now, $3 trillion plus 6.6 is 9.6. There's probably about half a trillion of that interest that's double counted because it's in the federal, state, local spending. So even with that, we're at 9.1 trillion just to pay interest on the debt and pay for government spending out of a $9 trillion private economy. That does not count paying a dime towards debt. That does not count putting anything towards what is more realistically $11 trillion a year that we would need to keep the unfunded liabilities of our social insurance programs from getting worse. Not a penny towards business or personal expenses. That is why we cannot get out of the hole. We can't even stop from digging it deeper. We have to go into debt until we crash.
Well, okay. There you have it. I believe it. I believe everything you said. We are going to collapse. We don't know when. And, John, people right now are concerned about gold and silver, and I'll tell you why. It was going up and up very steadily, and then all of a sudden it gets smacked down, and then it goes up and it recovers and it gets smacked down. And I believe those in charge of our monetary system are doing that to make sure that we don't have faith in honest money. They want to make sure that we have faith in debt and the government's taxing ability, the full faith in credit, as you said, of the government during hour number one. I believe that they have to do that in order to keep this Ponzi scheme afloat. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, they really don't have a choice. And the reason you don't hear what I'm saying, Ron Paul did expose some of this, but the reason you don't hear most of the politicians talk about it is because they would not get reelected. And that's the best case scenario. Because you've got about half the country that is getting some form of income from the government. And when they realize that sooner or later their free lunch is going to run out, they're going to get a bit upset. Then you've got the people that have worked and set aside money, and especially those that have set aside money, they're going to come to the realization that everything they've worked for, everything they've saved, is going to become worthless. So they're going to be upset with those people in D.C. So once the stuff hits the fan, I think people in D.C. might be looking for a safety in another country.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's happened before. People have lost everything. They've had to start over. Now, John, based on the current smackdown of gold and silver, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think people should stay in it and ride it out? That's what I'm recommending. What are your thoughts?
Well, you have to look at the whole picture. And mm-hmm. when people come up and ask me, you know, especially if they're kind of on the side with cash, you know, do I get into gold or silver? And I have to focus on them. This is not about trying to maintain your wealth. This is about trying to save your life. And if you have all the supplies and equipment and skills that you need to live in a world where the global supply chain has collapsed and a possibility that we may not have electricity and petroleum products to rely on anymore, once you've settled all of that, that's the time to talk about where do you invest your excess funds, and that would be gold and silver.
There you go. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. We're talking about the financial state of the union. The collapse is inevitable. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 686-2237, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us, and, on Monday, in the afternoon broadcast in Springfield, I've invited some of our instructors to be with us, and we're just gonna show you who we are. It ought to be a lot of fun, laughing, scratching. John Reagan's going to be there. Len Pence is going to be there. I believe Roy Birdsong's going to be there. Several others of us. Janet Randall will be there. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Really are. I believe the Dollarheights will be there. At least maybe Judy or John Dollarhite. So that's the plan for Monday. Monday afternoon. So if you want to see who we are, there's a link on the website so you can listen to us. That's at 3 o'clock broadcast. John Reagan and I are talking about the economy. And John, you're absolutely right. You need to have skills. You need to have the tools. You need to have the items that you need to get through the other side of the collapse first. Then any excess wealth you have, you might want to consider gold and silver. And I'll tell you what, if you're concerned about turning it in, I think there are a whole bunch of people that are just going to say, don't have any, nothing to turn in. They're not going to turn it in. Why would they?
That's why you invest in gold, silver, and lead.
Right. And brass. Well, yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, ammunition has been selling like crazy. You know, there was a concern that we wouldn't have ammunition at the Get Prepared Expo, John. We had plenty of it. We had hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition, and it was selling very nicely. And we made sure that we didn't sell it at the gouging prices that that you see all over. And by the way, we've got another expo coming up. See, the next expo is July 20 and 21. So if you want more of the Get Prepared Expo and if you want to see more of your instructors, please mark your calendars. July 20 and 21 in in the Missouri Ozark Mountains. So, yeah, more of us teaching you what you need to do to come out on the other side of this. John, you want to talk about gasoline? You want to talk about the naked shorts and what really happened with gold and silver?
Let's leave the naked shorts for just a little bit later.
Sure.
One of the things I'd like to do is I have an announcement. As I've secured the website, so I'm going to announce the title of my next book. I bumped this up ahead of book two of the Financial State of the Union. It's going to be called The Unprepared Prepper.
Hmm. The Unprepared. You have that? You secured that?
Yes, I did. And
The Unprepared Prepper.
One of the things.
Hold on just a second. The Unprepared Prepper. The first thing that came to my mind when you said that is I was offered a challenge from Doomsday Preppers. And not only me, but there are two other preparedness expos and major expos. There are three major expos. USA Preparers, Get Prepared Expo. Ours is the largest by far. And the reason is because I don't make this stuff up. I live this lifestyle. What you hear me say is exactly what I think is the truth. I don't make up anything. What you hear is really who I am. And Doomsday Preppers, the casting director, Brooklyn Bagwell, who's been to our expos, and she's been on the radio with me, offered this challenge for me and the two other guys who have preparedness expos to be on Doomsday Preppers and shoot it out, figuratively, and see who really is the best prepper among the three of us. The other two guys don't want to do it. And that ties into what you said about the unprepared prepper. That was my first thought. Interesting. So, class, here's what I'm saying. There are a lot of people on the radio. There are a lot of people in the media who are selling preparedness items, preparedness strategies, preparedness classes, buckets of stuff that you need, they say you need to buy, with unrealistic claims. There is some amount of money to be made in this market. There is. I'm not making any. I don't get paid to be on the air. I'm doing it because this is my church. This is my mission. And I wanted to share that with you. And I want you to keep in mind some of the things that we say here on USA Prepares, because we actually believe what we say. And this is our mission, to teach you. Nobody's getting paid. We're all doing it because it's our calling. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at cdotx.com. That's cdotx.com. Redress equals solution.
Gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about the financial state of the union. And I really love the domain name that you got, the unprepared prepper. And I'd like to address that for a second, John. I got a call last night from my friend Fernando Salguero, and his website is surviveandthrivephiladelphia.org, surviveandthrivephiladelphia.org. And we were chatting about how many people are prepared, and the bottom line is very, very few. He runs a meetup just like we do at Ziggy's every Monday. He runs his a couple times a month, and he's got almost 1,000 people involved. And the bottom line is, of that 1,000, very, very few are really prepared. So John, the reason I mention that is the unprepared prepper. That is absolutely brilliant. I love it. So where are you going with that?
Well, one example is the question I asked Monday night at the meetup, or the statement, if you do not have at least a ton of salt, you're not a prepper.
Yeah, talk about
that. When I make that statement, people kind of just look at me, huh? Salt? I mean, we're told we get too much salt. And that's true. Today in our processed food, we have more than enough salt than we need to live. But once, the stuff hits the fan, we won't be eating processed food. We're going to be eating much more healthy food. But we need to pay attention to our salt intake because without salt, we die.
Right. I go through about 100 pounds a week here on the farm with the animals. Without salt.
You have to consider the animals.
Yes.
And when I started researching that, the number I came up with is you need about 20 pounds of salt per head per year. So if you just have a small herd of 10 cattle, that's 200 pounds a year, and 10 years worth is a ton. So even saying a ton of salt, it's probably on the light side. And today you can buy salt very inexpensive, but we have to mine salt, and probably all the easily mined salt's been got. So without modern technology, getting to more salt might be difficult. So stocking up on it's our best bet.
Well, I agree with that. As a matter of fact, right after this broadcast, I'm going to get in the truck, and I'm going to drive to this farm supply, and I'm going to buy some more salt. And I'm going to see if I can get a pallet of it for the animals. Seriously. You're absolutely right. Salt is really inexpensive, about 30 cents a pound. Okay, so where are we headed with other indicators that show us things are not doing well? Do you want to talk? You want to talk about gasoline? You want to talk about base metals, rail cars? Where do you want to go? We've got about a little less than 20 minutes left.
Well, I think a lot of people are concerned about what happened with gold and silver being smacked down.
And, let's talk about that.
And to do that, we have to talk about naked shorts. And that's not invisible underwear. It's we have to talk about what it means in financial terms. Although it might be a good pickup line going to a bar. Hey, babe, you want to see my naked shorts?
Go ahead. Let's talk about what it really means.
Well, most people, when you talk about investing, they think about investing what's called long. You buy something in hopes that it goes up, so then you sell it later and make a profit. Well, you can do it the other way around, is you can sell first and buy later in hopes that the price goes down. And when you sell first, it's called going short. Now, you and I, in order to go short, we have to be able to borrow the security in order to do that, in which case we pay interest on that borrowed security. Well, the big boys don't play by those rules. They can sell first without even owning or borrowing what they're shorting. So, say that again. They're selling what they don't have. And what happened with this gold smackdown, there was 500 metric tons of gold shorted in one day. And to translate that, that is over 16 million troy ounces of gold. And that's what started the cascade. Because when you sell a lot of something, it drives the price down. As that price goes down, two other things happen. One, you hit a lot of stop losses. Those are points where traders have put in an order to sell to cut their losses. And as the price keeps on going down, more and more of those stop losses are triggered. The other side is you have margin requirements. As the price goes down, you're going to have to come up with cash to come up with a minimum margin. And on top of that, they actually increased the margin requirement. So when they increase the margin requirement, you have no choice. You have to put cash in the account or they're going to sell your positions, which can make you suffer some very severe losses. So people are having to sell good assets to cover these assets that are going down. And I was just reading yesterday or today that for every contract, the margin requirement went up between $20,000 and $25,000. Well, that's a lot of money just for a normal person, but people that are in trading these contracts, you know, they might have 10 contracts. So 10 contracts at $25,000, that's $250,000 you have to come up with. If they had 100 contracts, that's $2.5 million. So when you start seeing those numbers, you realize the whole dynamic of what caused the gold and silver to come down. And I believe it was done to get gold and silver out of the hands of anybody that is scared. Everybody else that understands what's going on realizes they need to hold on to their gold and silver and, if possible, buy more, if you can find it.
Well, that's what we said. And during the smackdown, during the height of the smackdown several days ago, during the commercial break, I called a coin store. And I said, are you selling at these prices? And he said, yeah, I have to. But the premium's way up. So the bottom line is, no, he's not selling at those prices. He's increased the premium so that it makes up for the dramatic drop in the price of precious metals. So, class, it's really simple. These guys are trying to shock the gold and silver out of your hands so that you panic. And if you panic, they're going to win. So the bottom line is, we said that precious metals would recover, and they have. As a matter of fact, on April 17th, gold was down. Silver was down to about $22.40 an ounce. Okay, and $22.40 today, about $23.32. So it's up. Not a lot, but it's up from the bottom. And I think it's going to continue working its way back up the way it always does. And here's the question. Would you rather have pieces of paper with digits on them? Or would you rather have something physical that no matter what happens to a government's currency, the physical value of gold and silver will remain? What would you rather have? Interesting.
Federal Reserve notes, of course.
Yeah. John, we've got Mark on the phone. Mark, you're on with John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning, Vincent. I wouldn't have called in except that the topic you're talking about is very interesting. I mean, it's I wanted to bring up to you guys, if you weren't aware, and your listeners, there's actually a book on Google Books you can read about the Weimar Republic and what happened. It's called When Money Dies. I believe it's an Adam Ferguson. Just go to Google and then books, and then and you can read it online. I've already read it. It's about the historic, and it was written, I believe, in the 70s. It's a historical recount of personal recount of what people went through back during those times. And also, and that, again, that's When Money Dies. Also, I've been listening about this and researching more about the Weimar Republic and what happened. And my understanding is that gold and silver, as a precursor to that being triggered in the Weimar Republic, gold and silver went down very dramatically, approximately 20 to 30% within a very short amount of time, right before the hyperinflation kicked in. So
exactly what we're seeing now.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give you that feedback, and people can read, when they read the book, you'll actually read accounts, personal accounts of what the German people went through. They fought, they tracked the line of several people's lives and what they went through before, during, and afterwards, that happening. So anyway, I just want to give that guys to you, and I'll go offline. Thank you. Thank you, Vince.
Thank you.
Yeah, the lessons John Reagan. Are very important, and whether it's the Weimar Republic or what happened, the Great Depression over here, I think this lesson is very important, but we have to also look at what's going to happen is going to be quite different, because in the past, when a country or a group of countries has had problems, it's just affected those countries. Today, we have a global economy. So when the stack of dominoes starts going, it's going to go worldwide. The global supply chain itself will break down because people aren't going to want to take funny money for their goods. And that's one of the reasons why I'm, you know, putting the unprepared prepper up next, is because I don't believe most people are taking into account what happens when the global supply chain goes down. And if you're not making those preparations, it could cost you your life.
John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to be right back, and I'm going to tell you what I heard on news on KWTO, and I can't believe it. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, just as a note, we've got a meetup Monday night. Meetup Monday night. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be presenting a live teleseminar with me. So think of it like a live broadcast at Ziggy's, 5:30. We're going to be teaching you about the three biggest threats facing us here on the planet. That's Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's live with us every Thursday for 2 hours right here on Genesis Communications Network. And I mentioned something that I heard on KWTO, and it was a survey, and this was a news report on the mainstream media a few days ago. And it was, most people think that the economy has hit the bottom and we are recovering. And I said, that's nonsense. We're in this for another 18 to 20 years. I'd like to give you a few quotes, and then John Reagan's going to finish up with the financial indicators. Now, this is in 1929, 1 month before the stock market crashed. And this was from the Secretary of the Treasury, Andrew Mellon, September 1929. There's no cause to worry. The high tide of prosperity will continue. 1 month later, the stock market collapsed. It crashed. And here's another one. A Yale economist, Irving Fisher, October 1929. Stock prices have reached what looks like a permanently high plateau. A month later, the market collapsed. And here's another one. The crash is not going to have much effect on business. That was Chairman Arthur Reynolds of Continental Illinois Bank of Chicago. That was a month before the market collapse. So there you have it. If you believe these guys, you're not paying attention. John Reagan, now let's talk about the financial indicators. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Okay. Obviously, the economy is just roaring along, and one of my favorite indicators is gasoline usage. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see this, you can go to the news tab on my site, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and you'll see the graph plus the link to the entire time frame going back to January of 83. But gasoline usage, the most recent number we have is for January of this year, and it's a record low of just over 27 million gallons of gasoline a day. Now, to put that in perspective, we would have to double that usage just to get back to 2007 levels, and 2007 really wasn't that great of a year. In addition, we've got news out that retail sales for March went down. that's a bit of a surprise since March is probably when we got more income tax refunds this year because of Congress changing the tax law. Income tax refunds were delayed. We also have base metal demand turning back, and this is globally for things like steel and copper. We have rail car loadings down, and it says it's the most year-to-date since the crisis happened. And the reason that's important is because things are typically shipped by rail before they get shipped by truck. And if that usage is down, it just means that commerce is down. And then we have the number of people working, or maybe I should say not working. We have more than 101 million working-age Americans that do not have a job. And the percentage of our adults in the labor force is at its lowest level since 1979. And the reason that we get unemployment rates going down is not because more people are working. It's because they are taking millions of people out of the workforce in their calculations. So that's a roundup of the nice, wonderful, roaring economy that we have.
John, what I'm hearing is conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. What I'm hearing is lies, deception, at the highest levels to make us think that things are getting better. They are not getting better. I really believe that we're in this for another 18 or 20 years. I don't think we've hit the bottom. I think we're just at the early stages of the second Great Depression. I'm Vin Finelli. John Reagan, the financial state of the union.com. You can meet John Reagan at the meetups Mondays at Ziggy's Springfield. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And thanks so much, John Reagan.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.